much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Hey, Twitter world. You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they want to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there, so this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So, it should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So, God bless. Take care.
Going back to TV, have you seen The People versus OJ Simpson? Such a beloved icon to kind of end his life like that. I mean, he's still alive, but...
Floundering is worse than silence.
And now, there they are. Hey, buttholes.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday morning, the 17th of June.
I had my testicles crushed in a very painful way this weekend.
Oh.
Man,
it's not the way you want to start.
Never good. Never good. I went over to my mother-in-law's house. I took Linus over for a little play date with her dogs. And she's got a puppy who's a big dog who never stops moving. I don't know why that dog's battery never runs out, but it doesn't. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that dog, forget sleep, I've never seen that dog stop moving. It's a whirling dervish. And she was, who knows if she was excited to see me or if she was just bouncing off everything, but she just came up and just socked me right in the nuts. Just crushed them.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, wasn't fun.
No.
Tell you that.
You think you can still have kids?
I don't think so. I think that those days are gone. I mean, it was dust. That's all that was left was dust falling out of the bottom of my pants. And my mother-in-law thought it was hilarious. And here's what I need to explain to ladies. It's not hilarious.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's not hilarious. It's a bad feeling experience to go through. And she said, instead of sorry, instead of, oh, my dog misbehaves, instead of, oh, even just excusing, she's just a puppy. She said, yeah, she did this to another guy the other day when I took her in to get groomed. There was a guy there picking up his dog, and she just went up and jumped on him and crushed his balls, too. And I was thinking,
how does he know where the balls are? How does he know it's the balls? That's the goods. How does he know?
I just think she is, that's the height she is. You know what I mean?
Okay,
when she jumps up and puts her feet up, I think that just happens to be where it hits.
Mm.
But no bueno, you guys.
Mm. Still sore?
Yes.
Ice?
This was 48 hours ago. It still hurts.
Did you ice it?
No, I didn't ice it.
You got some peas down there?
Nope. Nothing cold. Is that what you're supposed to do is put cold on it?
Yeah.
What about sirloin? You got a sirloin just down there?
any injury, you're just trying to keep down the swelling.
Allie, it's been called a sirloin, but I'm not sure if we're talking about the same thing.
No,
I think it's more of a snack.
But wait. Oh, because of swelling. You're saying because of swelling. Oh, I see.
Keep swelling up.
I didn't think about that.
But. Sunset over fat balls.
I haven't looked yet, but I imagine it's a crime scene. I mean, if I were to take a look, I think it'd be very painful.
You haven't taken a look yet. That was 48 hours ago.
I know.
He doesn't want to look at it either.
Right?
No, I don't. But, I really don't.
But if it's causing you that much pain.
It is.
You may need to go to the doctor, so I don't know.
Maybe take a glance, you know, glance at it.
Oh, I didn't even think about going to the doctor. I mean, is it unusual that it should still hurt this much 2 days later?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so. No,
2 days? I think it's 2 days.
Have you been hitting the balls?
Yes.
Yeah, but, no, 2 days. Ridiculous.
All right, because I've gotten a baseball once before.
Yeah, same.
And that's the worst.
Yes,
it but
is.
But 2 days
how long
later,
did that last?
Not about a day, about 24 hours.
Okay.
Wow, you must not have much down there.
What could be wrong if it still hurts then this far after the event?
Well, I mean, do you really want to know the answer? It could be out of alignment and stuff. Like, it can be extended, right? Isn't that...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Out of alignment sounds funny. No, I think most people, though, Bean, especially if it's an important part of your body, if they get an injury, they consider a doctor.
Go to see a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Or looking at it.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, this dog is a nutcracker, man. I'm telling you, she just took care of it.
Right.
Oh.
It was so stealth, too.
I'm just lucky because mine never descended, so it's like it doesn't hurt that much.
All right.
Is it possible that your mother-in-law has trained this dog to do it?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
I feel like she keeps mentioning dudes that this has happened to.
The dog comes back over. She gives a little treat.
Yeah, a little gleam in her eye.
It's a real feminist. Yeah.
It's still payback for that ugly divorce, is what you're saying? All men now are her targets. I don't know. She certainly didn't seem upset by it. I'll tell you that. Didn't concern her at all.
Did she seem pleased?
Right? She didn't seem displeased. So
That's an odd thing that happens, and she didn't at least say sorry.
I mean,
just in a throwaway.
Yes, just in a throwaway. Just in a courtesy apology. Yeah. Even if she didn't mean it.
Oh, no, she doesn't have to mean it.
Because I think what in her mind was, ha, puppies sure will be puppies. You know what I mean? I think that's where she was coming from, which is just, look at that wacky dog.
Yeah.
You know, the same way as if she had knocked a flower arrangement off a table or something. You know, she just looked at it as the dog is just bouncing around and hitting things. But
I mean, really, you're equating your junk to a flower arrangement.
Well,
let's,
to the dog.
Let's calm down.
Well, we don't know. He hasn't looked.
Maybe it is. That's true. That's true.
They both do smell nice.
I'm just saying to the dog, I don't think the dog cares what she's knocking down is what I'm saying.
No, agreed.
All right. Well, I'll keep you guys posted, and I guess I can put some photos up if anybody, I mean, if that's where we're at. If you want to diagnose it,
you should look at it. I still stand by that.
I don't know that we need to.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you should.
But you're a doctor, Kevin.
I am a doctor.
Come to you.
But no.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, I'm playing hurt today. I just want you guys to know that. But I appreciate.
All right. I have to get up and go to the bathroom. It's going to be about a half hour.
Exactly.
I'm moving slowly. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
This can't be happening again.
It is. People are dumb on the program today.
Yeah, they are.
Great news, which we do on Mondays. Slang Man Monday.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. He explains all the slang the kids are using.
Can I give you a tease?
Please.
He appeared on Canadian television last week.
All right.
He's on a bit of a media tour.
All right. We got to get him.
Drop some knowledge.
We have to get him.
Yeah.
Comedian Bob Saget will join us. And we've got Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Wow.
Whoa.
I can't believe it.
It's ridiculous. And that's coming up in about 25 minutes, just after 6 o'clock. Agreed. Agreed. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Blink 182 on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 6.
It's Monday morning. That's the bad news. The good news is all this week on K-Rock, we are hooking you up with 4 packs of passes to the Disneyland Resort, including Galaxy's Edge, you guys. These tickets are like gold.
All right, gold,
I tell you. Got them all week, including this morning, coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. The Queen is back, you guys. Here's Ally McKay with What's Happening on a Monday.
What's going on?
Well, I just remembered I had a dream and Travis Barker was in it during that song.
What was happening in the dream?
Strangely, I was going to a potluck.
Okay.
And I don't know if Travis was throwing it. I'm just getting all this back in my head right now. But I couldn't figure out what to bring because I knew he was a vegan and he had that restaurant. So whatever I brought had to kind of be among those terms, if you will, at that level. And I know I woke up frustrated, like usual. That's a pathetic dream.
Well, as a dream interpreter,
what
are your thoughts?
I don't feel like I'm enough for Travis Barker.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He seems to like you very much.
Well, I know, but it's just...
But he hasn't seen you cook yet either.
Well, I mean, and he won't. let's be honest. That's weird, though. I must have seen, like, one of his Instagrams right before I fell asleep.
That is kind of bizarre.
And then that just triggered it. Mm-hmm. All right. Any of you have any dreams about guys in Blink 182 this weekend?
It's a pretty specific question.
Yeah.
I can honestly say no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with no as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't tell you even if I did.
All right. Understandable.
What's going on?
Guys, the box office appears to be in a bit of a slump right now, especially when it comes to franchises. Men in Black International, led by Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson, and Shaft both became the latest sequels to be sort of dismissed by audiences. Men in Black led ticket sales at the box office this weekend with $28.5 million, but it fell far short of expectations. Some previous iterations of Men in Black by Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones open $50 million+.
I didn't get, look, I'm not the audience for this. I would never see it, but at least sometimes I get the hype and the vibe and the excitement for it. Mm-hmm. I never felt any of that for this Men in Black iteration.
Yeah.
It was just kind of flat. And by the way, the same thing for Shaft. I think Shaft is a franchise that a lot of people have enjoyed in its various ways over the years. I didn't get much buzz on that either.
Yeah.
That trailer wasn't that bad, though. I was surprised. But I watched the Shaft trailer all the way through. I was like, okay. I usually would be like this. I don't want to see this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Men in Black came in number one. Number two, Secret Life of Pets 2. Coming in third, Aladdin. Fourth was Shaft. Brought in only about $14 million. And then rounding out the top five, Dark Phoenix. You see any movies, Kevin?
I did. I saw Men in Black.
And?
You know.
Oh, that's a horrible review for Kevin.
It was good.
I mean,
you hated it. You hated it.
I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it at all. But I just think the other ones had a lot more substance to them.
Yeah. Were there any pugs?
An odd question.
Were there pugs in Men in Black?
Yes,
there were pugs. Okay. Yeah. Not an odd question at all.
I was like, wait a minute.
That's a big deal.
That's what I remember from the original.
That's
one.
All we talked about at the conventions.
How were the creatures?
They spent a lot less time showing them.
Uh-huh.
So in the past, like, it's really been eye candy. You just see a hundred different types of aliens.
Yeah.
And in this one, it was good.
Well, you also had Tessa Thompson for eye candy.
Yeah, agreed.
And Chris Hemsworth.
Yes,
agreed
true,
as well.
True.
I mean. Did they wear black suits?
Yes.
Okay.
They did. They still have that down.
Okay.
Black suits.
And weird, like, weapons that you're like, wait, is that a weapon?
The knowledge thing, the little laser takes over.
Erase your memory, yep.
Okay.
They have that.
Okay.
I mean, they had all the elements.
Right.
It's pretty, you know, it's good.
It's good is the worst review Kevin
it
has
really
ever given
is.
For a movie.
It really is.
I sort of like everything, and I sort of liked it.
Okay.
All right. Do we need a Kevin Reviews thing segment?
Nope. I think we just had one.
I mean,
I feel we need more, so many more. All right. Well, coming up, some bad news for a couple that broke up, but some great news if you're Adele. And you love the Spice Girls.
Oh.
It's just a little teaser for you.
Pretty specific tease, but okay.
Yeah.
What if I'm not Adele? Should I still stick around?
No, definitely. Why would you not want to be Adele?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Some birthdays for you. Barry Manilow. You're a fan of Lo Bean, right?
I'll have some Barry for you next time.
Oh, okay. I can't wait. I love all of his music.
What's your favorite song, Kevin?
Copacabana?
All right.
Ugh.
Didn't even think you'd get that.
Nope, me
all
either.
Right. Greg Kinnear, happy birthday. Venus Williams, Will Forte, Thomas Hayden Church, Kendrick Lamar, Bobby Farrelly. Farrelly Brothers, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Farrelly Brothers movie?
Probably Men in Black.
Nope. Mm. Dumb and Dumber?
Dumb and Dumber, right.
There's Something About Mary, Shallow Hal. Me, I love Kingpin.
Yeah, that's
Raiden
pretty strong.
Train with Biscuit
that's,
Wheels.
That's pretty strong.
Right? Who's with me?
One of them made Green Book, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that Bobby or Peter? That's Peter.
I don't know, but it was not funny.
No.
No.
Neither was anything surrounding it.
Okay, loud, loud. It's the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ. It's a red-letter day here on the program. Our next guests have about 120 years of combined show business hilarity behind them. For my money, their Netflix special, An Evening You Will Never Forget for the Rest of Your Life, is the best thing on the platform. They're calling in from different locations, so, Kevin, let's try not to screw this up, all right?
Martin Short.
Yes, sir.
He's there.
It's Martin Short on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Steve Martin.
How are you?
He's there. We got them both.
How is this possible?
Oops, sorry. Nope. That was just me hitting a button wrong.
Kevin.
All good.
Do not terrify us like that.
Everything's good.
We got comedy royalty on the phone. You're hanging up
right,
on people.
Let me just go back and check. Martin Short?
Right here.
Steve Martin?
Yes.
Oh, you scared
so
me.
Close.
All right.
Welcome, gentlemen. So great to have you on the program, and it must be a wonderful feeling after all these years in show business to finally be working on a project that people are accepting and enjoying.
I don't think Steve's on the
Actually,
line, by the way.
The most exciting part is calling in. We only do things so we get the opportunity to call in.
So this would be the highlight of your day or week.
You know, the show is actually secondary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Martin hearing Steve? That's what I'm wondering here.
I'm hearing Steve, and I know that because I heard that tone of his,
right?
And I fell right to sleep.
That sounds about right. So
I knew he could hear me because he didn't say anything or laugh.
The Now You See Him, Soon You Won't tour is coming to Southern California with two great performances, one at the Greek on July 16th, and the other is going to be at the Fantasy Springs Resort Casino Special Event Center in Indio. That one's not till October. You can go to Ticketmaster for details on both shows. This is this is similar to the Netflix experience that we have with An Evening You Will Forget for the Rest of Your Life last year, guys?
It's not similar, really. But there's how much more material, Steve? What would you say percentages?
I would say we have about 75% new material.
Whoa.
Or unseen material.
I'm not doing that, so you must be doing it all.
25% that we retain is because of audience demand.
Ah. Does it take you back to the early years, particularly you, Steve, who was a touring comedian for so long, to be like on a bus going city to city like old school guys used to?
Well, we're not quite on a bus, but I'll tell you something. It's such a different thing than what I used to do. By the way, Marty, you get to talk at some point.
No, it's okay, Steve. We want to hear these old stories once again.
Let's put it this way. I'm going to keep it short. Okay. I used to perform alone, and now I perform with a fantastic comic talent, and it's just a completely different thing. And before, I used to do a kind of character, and now I do. I play myself. So it's a very interesting adjustment. Go, Marty, go.
What was the question again? It was about Chernobyl.
It was just about being on the road and how different it must be from your regular, you know, Hollywood movie star lives to actually be, you know, driving in and spending the night in Fargo, North Dakota. You know, it's just, I imagine it's very different.
And seeing that bus that you're talking about. Seeing it travel along from our private plane is an emotional experience, wouldn't you say, Steve?
You know something also? Sorry to interrupt you, Marty. I know you don't like that.
Were you going to talk about the banjo and all the different stringing?
Sounds.
Because I've got some calls.
The last sounds was 25, 30 years ago.
The what was?
And we're getting to see them and how I won't call them smaller towns, but, you know, not the five big cities. They're really take care of their cities, and the storefronts have been renovated with, you know, new windows and they retain the old architecture, and that they've restored the theaters, and they have many, many grand theaters that we play.
I was going to ask you guys, like, most people in Hollywood that have known each other for this long hate each other's guts, and yet you guys have stayed friends and want to continue to work together. Like, what's the secret for a partnership like your guys?
Moving past hatred into a nothing phase.
Oh, I see. So you just don't care.
No.
Not caring.
That's a secret.
Also never interacting.
Does it come down on stage to you guys making each other laugh, basically?
It kind of started off that way because through dinners and a lifetime of funny, you know, things. But I would say ultimately our main goal is to make the audience laugh.
Right. And not to sort of crack up each other.
No.
We like to be really professional and deliver the material the best way we can, and we're always finding new things. And if we ad-lib for a reason. We don't just do it to amuse ourselves.
These are the voices of a comedy legend, Steve Martin and Martin Short, here on the Kevin Bean Show, talking about their tour that's going on now called Now You See Them, Soon You Won't, coming to the Greek in July and then in Indio in October. You know, we were all so nervous about having you guys on the phone because, you know, we've grown up, like most people, in love with so much of the work that you've done. And I'm wondering, is that a problem in interviews sometimes where the people are just too starstruck and all they want to do is just run down a list of the favorite things that you guys have done that have influenced them? Does that happen a lot?
Some people express that they're excited, but it doesn't really inhibit anything. By the way, I've got a live camera on Indio, and the crowds are already forming to get tickets for October.
Indio is October, okay, so they're already forming.
Good, good.
How did you hook that up? I mean, how do you do
something
like
that? You can get a live cam almost anywhere if you just Google live cam. Googled Indio live cam. Steve Martin, Martin Short, ticket line.
Wow.
Okay. I came right up.
Pretty specific.
Martin, in the new Conan O'Brien podcast with Bill Hader, he talks a lot about going to dinner with you as like a group of three, and I've never been more jealous of a dinner group. Do you guys do that often?
We do, actually. We do. I'm old friends with Conan. I'm friends with Bill. And, you know, we live in the similar area. No, we'll go to a hip dinner. watch other people stare at us with envy.
Sure. I wanted to ask Marty one final question, too, before we have to let you go. Is I saw the interview you did on Conan where you talked about getting high with Beatle George Harrison back in the day.
That's true.
And I wanted to throw that out there as a challenge to Steve Martin and ask, who's the most famous person you've ever gotten high with, Steve?
You know, I never really did drugs. I had like a six-month period in my early 20s and had this horrible reaction to marijuana and never did any drugs again. So, you know, if you want to go to alcohol, that's another story.
We can pivot to alcohol. That's fine.
Now we're talking.
I guess alcohol, I would have to say you guys.
And that's what you get on stage, you guys. Now you see them. Soon You Won't is coming to the Greek in July and in Indio in October. Go to Ticketmaster.com for all the details.
Performing in Indio.
Yes, absolutely. I'm watching the live cam right now. The great Steve Martin and Martin Short, you guys. We couldn't be more honored to have you gentlemen on the phone.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
And I see the Greek theater line is snaking up to the observatory. Anyway, go ahead. Thanks.
That's a good update. Thank you, Steve.
Let me tell you about those Beastie Boys. They are keeping the legacy alive. You know, they did that documentary on Amazon Music celebrating the 25th anniversary of that album, Ill Communication. That was just last month. And then this weekend, they released a whole bunch of new tracks from To the Five Boroughs, which just came out 15 years ago. And they released B-sides and digitally remixed stuff and a bunch of rarities and stuff. So they're going through the vaults and hooking us Beastie Boys fans up. So you ought to be aware of that if you love the boys like we do.
Jensen, tell us about Slang Man before we get into it.
David Burke, you guys have heard about him the last few weeks. He's a man of all trades, but the most important trade is that he believes he knows teen slang.
And can translate it for the older people that don't understand what their kids are saying.
And for the past few weeks, I think we could say that we have doubts.
Extreme, yes.
Well, he's translating slang from 20 years ago, and most of it's wrong.
And wrong, yeah.
I think and also they bring him on TV shows to talk about teen slang, but he mostly hijacks the conversation to do voices and make up fake stories.
We need to have him in. And we need to talk to him for a full couple of hours.
Well, we at least made him a theme song, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Slang man, do your thing. Come on, slang man, keep it rocking. Slang man, do your thing. Bring that lingo and fill us all in. Blitz, dope, jam, ratchet. What does it mean? We got you covered right here on Kevin and Bean. Because today is Slang Man Monday. It's Slang Man Monday. Word to your mother. Figgity fresh.
I peruse the internet in the same way that like people check out the JFK assassination video. I really last night spent maybe 30, 40 minutes just checking sort of the depths of the internet, trying to find new Slang Man videos. And I did find his personal reel, the one that he sends out in order to appear on shows.
Right.
Which was
so these are the highlights. He thinks the highlights of his career.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just figured just to remind you who he is, I wanted to pull something from his reel. This is an appearance on television where he again made up a completely fake story.
I gave a tour to 120 people from England.
Yes.
And the little girl stood up on the tram and I said, over the microphone, 120 people, I need you to set your fanny back down on the bench. And all together, they all went,
uh-huh.
Yes. Who knew? It meant, I didn't know what it meant, but a woman came up to me.
Well, what did you think it meant?
I said, fanny, little child's rear end, it means nothing. But this woman came up to me and said, my dear boy, you don't realize what you just said. The fanny is a woman's very private part. And she went on to say that an American woman, she said, a woman came up to me and said, I slipped in the snow and fell on my fanny. And I thought to myself, that's impossible. Unless, of course, he's a contortionist.
That didn't happen.
That's not a thing that happened.
No. There's no way that happened.
No.
That story is fictitious.
I mean, 100%.
Yeah. Americans have been confused by British slang and vice versa before. That's happened, but none of what his story was about happened.
No, and that's why you love Slang Man. He's a creative writer. Okay, so I'm searching last night. I felt like, I couldn't find anything that I really wanted to focus on. And then I found on like page 50 of his results.
You're going in depth there.
I went insane. It said 3 days ago, and I was like, 3 days ago.
Oh, fantastic.
So he appeared on a Calgary Canadian television show.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a brand new appearance, so he must be, maybe that's why he hasn't got back to us yet.
Because
he's traveling internationally.
Sure.
Yeah, he's got his passport. he did a show, and it's bonkers.
Yes.
This is, just to remind you, an intro that is given to him by the host of the show.
I talk with teenagers in a language they understand, or should I say a slanguage they understand.
Oh, no, he did! Oh, finally, doesn't that make him slang man? Doesn't he take the crown?
He really does right there.
That's where the slang man comes in this morning. David Slangman Burke is helping. Okay, I have three teenagers, David.
Okay, so remember, you have to remember, he's brought on the show to talk about teenage slang.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you think he starts the interview with?
IRLK?
Well, if you know David Burke, IRLK, he did a fake story, everybody.
Of course! Here we go.
Today, at the hotel, someone said something to me. I was completely lost. It was Canadian slang.
Okay.
Here's what they said. So, I'm not dressed for your weather, really. Sure. So, the girl behind the counter said, before you go outside, I think you need a bunny hug. So I'm like, aw. She said, no, that's not it. So it's like a hoodie or something, like, yeah, that keeps you warm. And then she also mentioned the word Chinook.
Chinook?
Yeah, for us, that's not good.
Okay.
If someone says you're a Chinook, you give them one of these.
Oh,
means,
really?
Oh, yeah. It means you're a real jerk and you're gullible.
Oh.
So you don't want to use Chinook in the U.S.
What is happening?
Speaking of gullible,
what's happening?
What's a Chinook?
What is
you only
what?
Use it in the U.S. too, by the way, because it can be very offensive outside the U.S.
Because I kind of have heard Schnook before. I guess maybe.
I don't think I have.
I don't think, no, I have. But I will say it's not teenage slang, David.
No,
Burke.
It really nope. isn't.
Nope.
So he went on for a while after that to talk about slang that is not teenage at all, and as always, the host of the show pushed him towards it. So we learn a little bit of his teenage slang.
Oh, I hear this all the time. To spill the tea.
Spill the tea.
This is,
I have no idea what this means.
Insanely popular. Tea is gossip. So if I say to you, we're going to spill some tea right now,
oh,
we're going to gossip.
We're going to talk about
it. We're going to talk
someone
about
or something.
Okay, exactly. Yeah. Right.
He hears it all the time, you guys.
I mean, where
he's
is...
actually right. He's actually right on that one.
Yeah, we're not saying
that
wrong.
Is a thing.
He's
yeah.
right.
It's Does just... he hear it all the time?
No. But my other thing about that is, like, he makes things sound so uncool.
That's
like,
very true.
It, I understand he always goes, you know, kids are going to change it when they find out I know it, which he always says in his interviews. And I'm like, for sure they are, because it sounds like you're a narc over and
totally.
Over again. And speaking of narc, I don't think he gets this one 100% right.
Oh, ratchet. Have you heard this?
Ratchet,
Wendy Williams
yeah.
uses this all the time.
Ratchet.
Ratchet just means you're really low. Like a ratchet.
You're really low.
You're really low.
Okay, ratchet's not based on the tool. It's, that's not
at
true.
All.
And also, like, it, I guess low is a way to say it, but low class is probably a better way of
but
putting
it. But if he
it.
Was making the tool sound effect, 100% wrong.
Well, I mean, he's always making a tool sound effect. okay, so we return to lit, and then he introduces us to a new term that we have not yet heard from him.
Your show is lit.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Oh, yeah. You say your show slays, or simply if I meet you in the street and I go, oh, Ted, slay.
Yeah.
That just means you're rocking.
That's just all around good.
It means it's all around good.
It's so
hey, Ted, slay.
Oh, dear.
Slang man.
All right. So this is Slang Man out of his element, right? He's actually talking about teenage slang. He's actually sort of nailing it. I'd say he's a little over 60, 70%. So what? In his nature, he wants to take it back. He's not... He loves talking about old slang. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
that's where he excels.
Like from the 1980s?
Well.
That kind of stuff?
Or the 40s.
Or the 40s.
And, you know, even the history of all this slang,
yeah.
we used to use it, like, in the 40s. Guys used to use slang, but they used to do it, like, in a tough guy kind of way,
sure.
using rhyming slang.
Yeah.
Like, if I said to you back in the 40s, hey, you gate, let's lubricate.
Okay.
That means, let's have a drink.
What just happened?
So he can speak slanguage from any decade.
He's a miracle.
A lot of voices. Also, I don't think that was a thing. I don't know because I wasn't around the 40s. Neither was slang.
Neither does he.
But, I mean, all right. And then the 70s, and I want you to pay attention to what he, on the whim, improvs as a 70s slang talker.
Then the 70s, it changed. Guys, instead of becoming tough... They became kind of laid back and did this, like, throaty thing.
Yeah.
And, like, they'd say stuff like, whoa, cosmic threads, really tight earth shoes.
Yeah.
Earth shoes?
Play it again.
What?
Play it again,
what?
Please.
Wait, what?
One more
Wait,
time.
Cosmic thread earth shoes?
I don't even know what that is.
It's the best.
Then the 70s, it changed. Guys, instead of becoming tough... They became kind of laid back and did this, like, throaty thing.
Yeah.
And, like, they'd say stuff like, whoa, cosmic threads, really tight earth shoes.
Yeah.
cosmic threads.
Wow.
Really tight. Earth shoes.
He is an improver.
He's just saying words.
Whose line is it anyway, David Burke?
That's crazy.
So now we put out the challenge, right?
Yeah.
Slangman, come to Kevin and Bean. We want you to sit here, make up a story, and tell us about slang from yesteryear.
Slangman Monday is Slangman Monday.
Word to your mother.
Media Bob Saget coming on the show in about 10 minutes here on the world famous K-Rock.
This is quite a day for comedy heads.
Right?
Yeah. Steve Martin, Martin Short, Bob Saget, and Slang Man all in the same hour. I mean, that's the Mount Rushmore of comedy right there.
Those guys sell out arenas all the time.
Those are the greats. Looking forward to that. Allie is back. Time for what's happening here on a Monday morning. What's going on?
I will also have tickets to see Fluffy.
Coming
up. So we continue with the comedy, right?
So now we've got to put another head up on Mount Rushmore, though. The Mount Rushmore of comedy. Now there's going to be five.
Now whose head comes down?
Well, I think you just said Slang Man, for sure.
Not Slang Man.
He's the only one that's guaranteed.
Not Saget, because he's in the other room. Okay. So Martin Short?
Okay.
I think he's a hack. Martin Short.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got to pull him.
Wow. We all agree. Never said a funny thing. So I think Slang Man's in. Short's out.
All right, guys. Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson were initially linked together in January of last year, spotted together at a fashion show. Then paparazzi would see them randomly walking around in Malibu. But they mostly kept pretty quiet about their relationship.
I had forgotten that they were a thing.
Yeah.
Well, you can continue forgetting it because they no longer are.
No.
They have I know, you guys. They've reportedly broken up. Chris Martin has been telling friends that their relationship ended last month.
Why?
Well, there was talk of engagement, but now he says they've gone their separate ways, which has come as a real surprise to everyone. So, that's kind of a bummer. But if Chris is sad,
And needs a shoulder to cry on?
I'd love to chat with him, make sure he's doing okay.
That's very kind of you to reach out like that.
Thank you. I care.
So, did they consciously uncouple, does it say?
It doesn't say that, but, I mean, there's been pictures of her, Dakota Fanning, with Goop founder, his ex-wife, Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, it seemed like they all got along really well, and it was this kind of wonderful family unit. So,
that's a shame.
It's a bummer. Like I said, here for you, Chris Martin.
You slide into your DMs, right?
I mean...
What about Dakota? She needs a shoulder to cry on.
Would you like to?
I mean, I will. I was just asking you if you were.
I would as well.
Okay.
Dakota, if you want to talk to me, sure. If Kevin, like, you want a guy's reaction, you want to bounce stuff off.
Right.
Kevin Ryder is your guy. All right. Look at us. We are so helpful. So I don't know if you knew about this, but the Spice Girls were performing at Wembley this past weekend. And a young girl who was a huge Spice Girls fan growing up got to go backstage and meet all of them after their final show at Wembley on Saturday. And she got very emotional. That young girl, Adele. She wound up posting an Instagram with the girl group saying, "Last time I saw the Spice Girls at Wembley was 21 years ago. Tonight, with my nearest and dearest, I cried, laughed, screamed, danced, and reminisced and fell back in love with my 10-year-old self. It's no secret how much I love them, how much they've inspired me to run for my life and never look back. I finally got to meet Ginger. I got drunk with the girls, and quite frankly, I can't believe how far I've come. Thank you for the madness I get to live. I couldn't have gotten here without you five British legends. I love you.
Hey, Queen.
I want nothing more than to hang out now with Adele and the Spice Girls. That sounds
now they're a group.
So awesome.
It's so nice when you see a star be a fan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they haven't lost that ability to admire others.
Absolutely. She's talked about it a ton, but I distinctly remember when she was on with James Corden doing Carpool Karaoke, and she sang a Spice Girl song, and she talked about just how it changed her when she heard the Spice Girls, and it ruined her life when Ginger said she was leaving the band. I mean, this has really affected it.
Really?
Really has.
Maybe some would say too much.
Guys, the Spice Girls, in addition to other dates around the UK, sold out three nights at Wembley Stadium, which holds 80,000 people.
Wow.
And they sold out three nights.
Missing their most famous member, correct?
Victoria, but I mean, that's a lot of tickets.
Yeah, that really is.
How would they do in the U.S. if they brought it here?
I think they do really
well.
Yeah.
You think they do arenas? Think they just do Staples Center and stuff like that?
I think it's a couple nights at Staples would be my guess.
It's amazing how popular they still are after all these years.
Especially in England, though. I mean, that's... They did so much for that country.
Well, what's wrong with you? They won the war, right?
They did. They won the war. Not sure which war, but they won it. Absolutely.
She always wore that Union Jack dress. Wasn't that part
Ginger
of her?
Did, yeah.
Ginger
did,
yeah. Which I understand that Ginger, during the show on Saturday, like it occurred to her, oh, I never apologized for leaving the band way back when. So in the middle of like they're performing during one of the breaks, she's like, by the way, I don't think I ever mentioned this. I was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. And everyone in the audience was like,
we've been waiting.
We've been waiting, Ginger. I mean.
I don't know how they put this back in the box. I mean, obviously there's so much love for Spice Girls right now. I can't imagine they go to all this trouble to get this short tour together and not take it elsewhere.
Oh, they've got to. Yeah. They've absolutely got to.
Unless they truly hate each other.
I don't think they do. I think they really enjoy each other. But I do think if I'm Victoria Beckham, I'm posh, and I'm looking at these videos, I'm like, I mean, I could have done three shows. What's wrong with me? I could have just done three.
Our little friend Christine, assistant producer Christine, was at that show Saturday night with Adele.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
She was with Adele?
I mean,
isn't that amazing?
They're in the same stadium.
Man,
but
luck out.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool. All right, some birthdays for you. We've got Kendrick Lamar, Bobby Farrelly of the Farrelly Brothers. They're directors, big time guys. Thomas Hayden Church, Will Forte, Venus Williams, Greg Kinnear, and he's a Fanilo Bean. Why don't you take it away?
Well, that sounds bad.
That's good quality,
it's
though.
It's not great quality.
It's got that going for it. Let me try this one.
Okay.
Not any better.
A little better.
Really, recording through a can.
I know. What happened here?
This one's worse.
Yeah. I'm afraid we're not going to have any clips today. That sucks.
These got transferred from very old equipment a very long time ago, and they haven't been played in a while.
It's a Barry Manilow lo-fi. Thank you. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're awful, Bean.
Yeah, let's stop.
We can stop.
Yeah, I think I do have a lot of them.
Let's get less of that.
Are those all from a keychain where you like press a button and it...
I mean, they're bad, but I have a lot of them.
All right.
Good.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
Robert Saget.
That's what it says on my license.
Robert Saget.
we call him Bob. I appreciate that, by the way.
Bob, my ex, going with Bob now?
Well, my ex, I'm going with Bob.
All right.
Robert.
How are you, Bob Saget?
I'm really good. How are you, Bean?
Doing great. Great to see you. I know you're at the Irvine Improv this weekend with shows on sale at improv.com/Irvine right now. Another great chance to see Bob Saget on stage. But you have been very busy, even though we have you in quite a bit. You always have so much going on in between our visits. Like this new project that you're working on, it sounds like you're doing nothing but hanging out with legends.
It's really special, and I wasn't planning to promote it, but it's just fascinating to talk about it because of who the people are. Yeah. Kevin Bright, producer of Friends, said, "Would you like to direct this documentary?" And he's a really good friend. And about Martin Mull, who is one of the funniest people and one of the first people I ever saw when I was 17 perform at the Main Point in Philadelphia. And he would go around, and a lot of your I was going to say bi-millennials. I'm just trying to cover everybody, but I want to cover people. I brought some Gallagher chamois.
Okay.
Chamois.
some of those. Never mind. My free association's not going to work right now. But I couldn't believe what I'd seen because it was called Martin Mull and His Furniture. And he would bring his own furniture or rent it from a cheap place.
Yeah.
Bring it on a truck and go on the road and play places like the Main Point, which is like a 400, 300 seater. And Jackson Brown would play it at the time. Bruce used to play it back then.
What the hell's going on?
It was insane. And then he realized he didn't need to bring the furniture. Yeah. He could rent it in each city. But his comedy songs, I always did comedy songs since I was 15.
Yeah.
And I just did them. And it wasn't really parodies. It was just original weird songs. And I won some radio contests when I was 17. And I watched him and I was like, don't even bother to do a
comedy
song.
Don't even try it, yeah.
And just brilliance. And then Firm With Tonight, a lot of listeners might not know, but it is the best. And it isn't politically correct, but that was the meaning of it.
Yeah.
That
and by the way, Martin Mull.
And Norman Lear produced it.
Martin Mull has continued. I mean, he did all those before, appearances on Arrested Development. He was on I'm Sorry. He was on Life in Pieces. He's on Veep. I mean, the guy is still out there getting great work and doing great work.
Exactly. And he does series after series. His last one was Cool Kids. We were on the set of that. I'm going to talk to David Alan Greer in a couple days. But I got to interview and hang out. I hadn't met many times before Steve Martin because I stalked him.
Sure.
And Martin Short wants to do it, but we're playing with his ego. No, that's not. No, we'd be honored to have him, so I'm after him as
when
well.
When you start thinking about guys like Steve Martin and Martin Mull, I mean, they're such a generation that, I mean, you know, we hope they're around for a long time. But, you know, I think about all the people we've interviewed on this show in the years we've been doing it and that are gone, like Milton Berle and Bob Hope and people like that. I mean, right. There are generations that just disappear in front of your eyes because that's how age works.
It's interesting. I'll go and do a show somewhere and I'll get real casual and get, you know, just talk to the people in the room. And mm-hmm. I'll say, and Johnny Carson, you know, one of the times I was on there, and they don't know who Johnny Carson is. And then you go, they only know him from the commercials of Buy the Whole Set.
Yeah, right, yeah. Sure.
But it's really interesting. I had actually done a warm-up, because I was the warm-up comic on Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks and Peter Scolari.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Pre-Metazoic. And I did the warm-up for Domestic Life, which was a Martin Mull series that Steve Martin exec produced because they were always good friends. And Steve wanted to make a good show. And Martin came up with it and other great producers. And I did the warm-up. And then Steve Martin grabbed a mic. So here I was.
Man.
I'm 24 years old and I'm holding a microphone and Steve Martin's holding the other one. And we're going back and forth.
You were going back and forth.
Wow.
With him.
And it was like, for me, that was like one of my big... I was in a Richard Pryor movie, too, so around the same time. So that was...
You should have gotten out of comedy then, Bob.
Yeah, that's where you call it.
Oh, no.
Peaked.
But you followed my career. I have. but Steve Martin, it was so funny. He was saying to the audience, like, how... Because he's done everything. He worked in Disneyland, you know, with a banjo and balloons. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, these are called cameras. You know, he was, this is a cable. And then I wanted to do something in his vein to try to make him laugh. And I said, you see this jacket, Steve? And he goes, yes, that's a very nice jacket. I said, $10,000. And he laughed. And that was enough for me because he's, to me, you know, I watched The Jerk recently.
It's still great.
It still holds up. Yeah. And there's a great...
Well, the new phone books are here. I mean, come on.
They hate these cans.
Pizza in a cup. And if anybody hasn't seen it, they should, because it is a great racial statement. And because he was raised by a poor black family, and they were his family. Mm-hmm. And it was meant to be... I actually talked to... I mean, name drop as much as I can.
I'd like you to.
Please do. Norman Lear, I was at his house for dinner with...
Allie, you going to be okay?
Huge.
He is. He's my friend.
Oh,
I get to be friends with him. But he thinks he's lucky to be my friend.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's so deluded.
He's wrong.
Isn't he delusional?
I have a ring. I have a ring with a pill in it that I open and I make him like me. I give him ecstasy before we go out.
You give Norman Lear Molly. That's very cool.
Oh, he loves it. He and I roll over lobster at Giorgio's. But anyway.
Bob, is he 96 years old?
He is.
Oh, my God.
And he is... literally a genius, and it's very clear. And he owns Concord Records, which is one of the most prominent independent record companies because they own all the labels of Ray Charles and Frank Sinatra, and besides that, they're thriving. But he... That's a great story, Bob. Promoting Norman Lear's music company. But what happened was we were talking about how The Jerk holds up. And he said, well, let me... Norman puts on the speakerphone. There's like nine of us. We have music cigar night at Norman's house sometimes. And everyone's invited. I mean, you guys. Everybody, all the listeners.
All listeners, yeah.
Yeah, and we go as far as El Segundo, and then we stop. But I said, you know, that movie holds up. And Blazing Saddles, you know, these are not PC anymore. But they're still great
comedies
that in the, or their way really truly hold up. And he said, well, let me get them on the phone. They're together right now. So he puts Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks on a speakerphone, and they're both talking. And Norman says, I got Bob Saget here. And he goes, yes, we like him. And I went, so, okay, so you, we can't hang up now.
Yeah, that's it.
And we were just telling him how great it is. We were all of those guys just going, you know, how that poignant scene in The Jerk, which I won't repeat, is just a comeuppance from Steve Martin. And it was the first thing, and Carl directed it. And he said that the studio fought them. They wouldn't let them put it in. And then another friend of mine, Paul Hipp, who was there, says, hey, by the way, Mel, you're pretty good, too. And he goes, I said, Mel, remember me? He goes, Bob, come on. You know, I told you, I'm the only one that likes you. And then Mel Brooks said that he can't do Blazing Saddles because times have changed.
Sure, of course.
Can't hold up the same. But still, for the time they were made, they were an anti-racism of any kind, what the hell's wrong with the world kind of comedy. And
Bob, have you written your book yet?
I did write Dirty Daddy. I came on here years ago to promote it. And
I think we need to write a new one. It sounds like
because that title scared us off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I think it did. And HarperCollins, I told them while I was standing in their office nude, I said, you know, we had the New York Times bestseller list already paid off, so that worked.
Yeah, clear.
Good.
But yeah, there's I have a lot of stories, but I think I'm a couple years away from them because I'm. I've got more name dropping to do.
Okay,
I thought you meant like a statute of limitations.
And you should wait till your career is completely dead before you start spilling the beans too.
Well, I don't think that can happen. I think I'm going to be doing something from the grave.
Okay,
because that's how I have it planned. I have a that remember Reanimator the movie?
Sure,
that's how I'm going out.
Okay,
parts of me will still work. I won't say which, but they will be have that green fluid. Look, I know
the Reanimator references driving right home.
Well, I heard you guys talk about all the references that the kids are using today.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
But audience, ironically, is the kids. I mean, I have audiences from 17 to death, so. You know, and I've just been, now that the dust has settled, every time I come on here, you guys are so gracious for so many years, and I get to promote something, I'm just promoting that I'm doing stand-up because I need to do it, and that's all I'm thinking about right now.
You need to do it for you. It helps you.
It helps me, and they're, after years and people trust you and they go, oh, wait, they're not disappointed that I'm not Danny Tanner on stage, that I'm not mopping and cleaning the windows and hugging everyone and giving them, you know, moral stories of, you know, don't drink beer at the prom. But I just love making people entertained and there's no division in the room.
Great at it, Bob. And let me give out the information again. Bob Saget of the Irvine Improv. 4 big shows this weekend. 2 Friday, 2 Saturday. Tickets on sale now as low as $30 at improv.com/Irvine. 21 and up. All right, Bob, we want you to stick around. We thought we'd try something new today with you here.
Okay. Clothes stay on, right?
Clothes stay on.
This time.
Okay.
What are you wearing right now?
Kevin, you want to explain what we're doing here?
Yeah, we're just going to do What About Bob, and we're going to open the phone lines. We're going to let people ask you any question that they have about you and or your career.
Well, or life, really, in general.
Life?
Anything.
Sure.
I'm really
advice?
Good at life stuff, like Dr. Phil, except I like people.
Okay.
Yeah. if you need advice from Bob Saget, that's okay, too.
1-800-520-1067 is the phone number, and we will take your call.
By the way, you didn't miss it. We had to move the schedule around a little bit because of our guests, but great news coming up in about 15 minutes or so here in K-Rock. First, though, our friend Bob Saget is in studio. He's at the Irvine Improv this weekend. You better take it,
Kevin. You okay?
I got a frog in my throat.
Aww.
Irvine Improv this weekend, Friday night, 7:30 and 9:45, and Saturday at 7 and 9:30. And he promises all new material for each show.
Wow.
I think that's amazing.
Really nice of you to
do
that.
That's
incredible.
But I will say that all of the drinks have frogs in them, so a whole audience get frogs in their throat in tribute to Bean.
I thought I was a professional. All right. We love Bob, and we know you do, too, and that's why we thought you might have some questions for Bob. And you can call right now with any question on any topic at 1-800-520-1067, personal or otherwise. We call this What About Bob?
What about Bob? What about Bob? Do you like corn on the cob? What about Bob? What about Bob? Do you have a big knob? What do you want to know about Bob Saget? Call now, and he'll answer it.
about Bob?
I mean, the music reminds me of your references in the last break.
I want to apologize to everyone. The last break had no one mentioned under 70 yet.
Let's go to Raul, first line for North Hollywood, 1-800-520-1067. Any question for Bob Saget? What's going on, Raul?
What's up, guys?
Hello, Bob. Sir.
12 years ago.
I didn't do it. I didn't know, but I'll make the payments.
Yeah, you did. 12 years ago, I was a contestant on One Versus 100.
Oh, my God.
I lost. I was the biggest loser on that show. I lost $263,000 to the mob, to only like five of them.
I remember you.
Wow.
I remember. I felt so bad for you.
Do you want to be the guy that calls up and goes, I was the biggest loser on that show?
I was. And actually, he just answered my question because I wanted to know if he really felt bad or was that just his awesome... feeling skills because if he didn't care, you know, because it hurt that night. You know?
No, I remember it, and I don't know what to tell you. I felt really, really bad, and I'm not really cut out for that, and yet stuff like that keeps running coming my way. But I don't like when money is offered to people, and they're competing for it and all that. And I felt terrible. You went about as far as a person can go. And
yeah, I really wanted that million, but I guess the greed got me, you know?
Dude, you lost $263,000.
Standing next to me.
Oh,
and I don't know which is right worse.
In answer to your question, he remembers and he felt bad.
My arm was on you and I bowed my head and I couldn't lift it up for a moment and they cut away because I got emotional.
Bob just said he's going to pay off all your debts now, though.
He did. Isn't that cool?
Is really quite a payback.
It's really
nice. There's actually a thing in my contract that says I'm not allowed to do that.
Oh. Thank you for the call, sir.
Yeah, thanks. I'm sorry, man.
All right, let's go to Sean, please. Line one. Sean's in Santa Monica. It's What About Bob?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Sean.
I've been waiting for this moment for a long time, Bob.
A guy said that at my window the other night.
I wonder if you remember the plane ride back from Las Vegas after the Pacquiao Mayweather fight.
Oh, I do.
What happened?
A Virgin flight, first class.
Yes.
That got stranded on the runway for some issue for about an hour and a half.
Were you? You're not the guy that caused the trouble, are you?
I'm the guy that was not allowed to board the plane because a celebrity requested that I not be allowed to, Bob.
What?
Well, wait a second.
All right, fill us in. Fill us in on this.
Hold on.
Give us
you a... sound like such a nice, good guy. Now, what's the deal? What happened? So please tell me your viewpoint on this. Because I only heard about it afterward that there was someone acting a little overly...
served?
Like they'd partied a bit too much and were still partying, and they were concerned.
Coming back from Vegas? Come on, Bob.
No, you got a point. You got a point. I was just sober for some reason.
I was one or two seats behind you in first class, and usually they serve drinks, and what was funny was, or anything, it was really hot on that plane, and they said because of whatever mechanical issue, they couldn't serve us.
I remember the plane overheated is what happened.
And you had Sean thrown off?
No, I did not. In fact, the guy that was really... No, there was a guy all the way back in coach, and that's understandable alone. And he was yelling stuff, and then the flight attendant reported that.
I got you.
So I don't think it was you.
I did yell something, Bob.
It was him,
Sean.
It was Sean.
Did you yell, Bob Saget gets all the women. Bob Saget gets everything. Was that the tone of it?
No, I was the guy. This was when
because that's where the guy yelled.
And he got kicked off.
That guy was kicked off, but then allowed back on. So I had no control over it. It was simply they were worried about someone yelling that for an hour.
And the guy wasn't wrong either, by the
way.
So it sounds like, just to cut to the chase, Sean, it sounds like Bob didn't have anything to do with you being kicked off the plane. Is that right,
Bob? It sounds
Bob?
Like you did, Sean.
They specifically stated the celebrity requested that I not be allowed to board back on the plane.
Well, but you don't know that Carrot Top wasn't also on that plane.
Well, that's actually impossible because I would never... First thing, hearing myself called a celebrity is upsetting when they do that these days. But I would never say... It's not even in
I will not allow...
allow him back on the plane.
Yeah, I'm not allowed. I wouldn't say that.
Bob, you're saying I can go back to being a fan?
Oh my God, please.
For years, but I was going to show up to one of your comedy shows and stand
Why,
Bob? Why, Bob?
No, you don't have to. We have mended this.
I feel like from this phone call, we know why, Sean.
We're kicking you off the plane.
Sean, it's not even, I don't even think it's possible. If a celebrity, then you look through the plane, and then you, it's not hard to figure out.
That's true.
Can we kick Sean off the show now? I give you my, you can, but feel free to do whatever. Follow me, I mean figuratively online. And I'm sorry that that caused you any grief. And I ended up getting tortured in another airline flight. And I sat in a middle seat in coach because I couldn't get home. So it was a 12-hour flight back from Vegas. So if it makes you feel any better, Sean, I was tortured as well.
I'm back to being a fan, Bob.
Okay.
Very nice.
How about that?
Thank you for the closure.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right. Bob Saget. We love you. Have a great time at the Irvine Improv this weekend.
This is when you open up calls. There's only time for two.
Well, when they're calling you on stuff, we have to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, it was good.
But we'll do it again next time if you liked it.
I would love it. You got the pre-record.
Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Tickets on SoundImprov.com, Irvine. Go see the great Bob Saget, 21 and up. We'll see you soon, my friend.
Thanks.
Did we give away the Disneyland tickets, by the way?
Not yet.
Okay, so keep on listening. Your chance to win in minutes on The Kevin and Bean Show, a four-pack of passes to the Disneyland Resort. And by the way, that includes the all-new land, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. These are red hot, these tickets. You can win them on the way from K-Rock.
You watch the news, and it's depressing because all they do is highlight negative stories. And that's why on Mondays, we do great news.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news!
I'll take it first, you guys. It is World Pride Month. Cities all over the world are celebrating LGBTQ people. Lots of parades happening. And at one parade in Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Pride Parade, there was a dad named Howie Dittman who showed up with a t-shirt that had some parade goers really emotional. His t-shirt simply read, "Free Dad Hugs." And he posted about how he gave out hundreds of hugs, some of them super happy, but he highlighted a couple that were just too many like these two that he did. One of them, he said, "Her story, I don't know the specifics, but I know that she saw me from across the street. I wasn't paying attention. By the time she got to me, she had tears in her eyes. She stood in front of me and looked up at me with a look of sadness and helplessness that I'll never forget. She hugged me with everything she had, and I hugged her back. She held on for so long, melting into me and thanked me endlessly, and I can't stop thinking about her. What she must be going through with her family, the ones who are supposed to be there for her no matter what. Who does she go to when she needs advice on love, money, or just life? Who does she share old memories with that only her parents would have been there for? What are her holidays like? How often does she hope for that phone call with unconditional love on the other end? I don't know her story, but it doesn't feel like a huge leap to assume she's lost those who should show her the most and forever." And then he said, basically, imagine, I'm going to get emotional, imagine that your child feels so lost from you that they sink into the arms of a complete stranger and sob endlessly just because it's a hug from a dad and that person doesn't get it.
How come when I wear a free hugs shirt to a parade,
everybody
looks at me like a weirdo?
You're a weirdo, a creep.
This guy's like, "Oh, he's so great. He's so wonderful."
So he then finishes with saying, "Please don't be the parent of a child that has to shoulder that burden. I met way too many of them of all ages today." And basically is saying, "Oh my God, I wore a shirt that said free hugs and it ruined people because that's all they want from their own father is a hug, but they've been cut off because of who they love." And that is just so sad. But what a beautiful thing for him to have done.
Very nice.
So with that, I say, Howie Dittman, you're my great news.
I wasn't ready.
Howie Dittman, you're my great news. Okay. You're up next.
Okay, go ahead.
Great.
Welcome to my world, Allie.
All right. Mine comes from Las Vegas.
There is a hospital there that took time Wednesday morning to pay tribute to an 18-year-old named Michael Sigler. He got in a motorcycle accident on the day of his high school graduation. He got in a motorcycle accident, and they were keeping him alive on machines. And 2 weeks before that, he had realized, oh, being a donor is important.
Oh, wow.
So, and by the way, I was a jackass when I was a senior in high school. There's no way I'm thinking that much about other people like he did. So he thought, I'm riding a motorcycle. Maybe I just need to be safe and make sure that I can be a donor. And basically, he was able to save 9 other people's lives by himself, by being a donor.
He died, by the way. We should mention
he did die. Yes, yeah. And before he died, and this is a video that I don't know that you should watch, Allie, especially because it's they all lined the hallways of the hospital.
The families of the people.
First of all, the employees, then the families of the people that he was saving, then his own family, and they were all saying goodbye to him, and they were just everybody was crying because this is an amazing thing that an 18-year-old did. And he did, unfortunately, end up dying, but he was able to save 9 other lives. And I think that also deserves great news.
We're an emotional mess today. Bean, take it home with something that sucks.
I think you guys will like this story. It's a very sweet story about an 89-year-old named Ronald Dembler who lives in a suburb of Atlanta in Georgia. Nope, not yet. Suburb of Atlanta in Georgia. He had been to the hospital, had no one to pick him up, so called an Uber. Lauren Mulvihill was his Uber driver, and she not only took the man home, but helped him inside his house. Again, he's 89 years old with a lot of health problems. She was horrified by what she saw in his house. Terrible conditions. Trash everywhere, dishes everywhere. It smelled of urine, dog poop all over the house.
He lived by himself, just
yes.
Unable
he lived
to take
by himself, unable to take care of himself. In fact, he no longer had nursing care coming to the house because of the condition of the house. They wouldn't come anymore. It was just filled with garbage. And she said, "I can't let you live like this." She calls him Mr. Ronald. "I can't let you live like this." He has no living family, apparently no friends. So she put up on Facebook. She said, "This is too big a job for me, but we have to help this guy. He's a veteran and he's old and he needs help." Well, as you can imagine, because it's in the great news segment, dozens and dozens and dozens of people responded. They came forward. They began to clean and help strip apart the house. In just a week's time, they'd already removed all the garbage, the old furniture, the old carpet. Now they're painting the walls. They're putting in a new floor. They've got somebody coming in to fix the mold. A local restaurant started catering for all of the volunteers.
Wow.
So it just became this huge community thing. And he's got so many friends now, so many people that are going to be dropping by to look in after him, and he will not have to live like that anymore. And they've arranged for the nurses to start coming back to the house now that the conditions have improved. They got somebody to help him take care of his dog. I mean, all of this happened just as a result of him having a beautiful young woman be his Uber driver to take him home from the hospital.
Oh, wow. I don't know how many people would get out of their own car to help. He's an 89-year-old man, that's something.
I mean, I think he had trouble walking, you know? So, I mean, yeah, you're right. There are a lot of Uber drivers who would just say, "Beat it, old man," and just pull up to the curb, right? But the fact that she went in, saw that, and didn't just say, "Not my problem," is unbelievable.
Agreed.
So,
I bet he still didn't tip.
It looks like he's going to be okay, by the way. And that's my...
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Little Rivers Cuomo turned 49 years old last week, you guys.
What?
Yeah, 49.
Wow.
Been doing it a while. Still sounding great.
Wow.
Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
What's happening?
Well, I'm looking for a video to send to you guys, so you can talk amongst yourselves just for a minute.
All right,
well,
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, it seems like we could probably
do that. Oh, yeah.
Anthony
talk
Davis,
about Anthony
everybody.
Davis.
How about that?
That's a huge deal for Lakerland.
How about that?
Only Lakers fans, though, would sign LeBron James and then go, "Anthony Davis, we finally got the piece we needed." And then now you hear they want Kemba Walker, and people are like, "Yeah, we need that one extra piece." I was like, "You have the two best players now." Come on.
You do, but you can't. One player isn't enough anymore, no matter who it is.
I guess.
As we just learned in the finals, by the way, when you have Steph Curry, that's not enough.
Yeah.
I hate to be looking at the flip side of this equation, but how does
but
this...
But that's who you are.
How does this feel for the New Orleans Pelicans?
Does this feel good? There are a lot of people, I don't really agree with it, but there are a lot of people that think they got the better end of the deal because they have such a future with Ingram and Lonzo, who ended up being a pretty serviceable basketball player.
They got LeVar, too, right?
I was going to say, that'll last a day until they start talking to Pops.
And Hart's
over there.
Great. I mean, they have a great setup there with Holiday and obviously
it sounded like
Zion.
A win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
Good.
So the unibrow is coming to town, you guys.
Yeah, and the East is decimated. You know, it's mostly a Western Conference now.
Yeah, true.
So we'll see what happens for them.
All right, what video were you looking for, Ellie?
I sent it out to you guys.
5 minutes ago before.
It's this guy that jumps in the water to save his Frenchie. But the way he just launches the dog, it's, I'm sorry, I should have kept it off the air. But okay, Chip just watched it.
Trying to figure out why that needed to be part of this, what's happening.
It didn't at all.
He chucks
the dog in a very loving way out of the water. But we'll talk about something else. Guys, Stranger Things star Gaten Matarazzo, he has an upcoming Netflix series that plans to ruin people's work days. And many people were not happy when they found out about it.
Gaten annoys you?
It's called Prank Encounters. And he tweeted a news article announcing the show. It's a new 8-episode Netflix series hosted and executive produced by the 16-year-old. In case you're wondering which one he is on Stranger Things, he's Dustin, the one with the the teeth and the curly hair. I love him. But it basically is a hidden camera show that tricks unsuspecting workers who believe they're embarking on their first day at a new job into a chaotic orientation. So they think they're starting this new job, things are great, and then it turns into an absolute nightmare. And people
then
are like,
they're told, not only is this a bad day, but you don't have a job.
You don't have a job.
I say, hold up, wait a minute.
It just seems like a bad idea all around.
That means that someone is excited that they're now employed.
Yes.
They've been in a weird economy.
Yes.
Things have been rough on them. They get a gig.
Things are turning around,
but then they find out the small kid with the weird teeth from Stranger Things is pranking them.
Yeah. It's so cruel.
And nothing. Well, here's devil's advocate on it, because I'm sure the next press release will change it up. They're probably going to pay them the money that job was going to promise them as a temp. I bet you these jobs
are going to be temp
jobs, and they'll be like, oh, you'll get $8,000 or $15,000, and then they'll end up paying out that number. That has to be.
Because
you would hope that's what it was.
Has to be.
Or it's just a horrible idea and it should never have gone through. And then you're putting this on a 16-year-old, because people are now mad at this kid. He's 16. He's executive producing it. But a lot of adults had to sign off on that as well. It just seems all around like a real bad idea. Who's with me?
I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Did you hear about this Reynolds Wrap announcement? They're trying to find somebody, you know, in case you get that Google alert from Reynolds Wrap.
How did I miss this?
I don't know. I thought you might. That's why I wanted to bring it up. They're trying to find someone to spend 2 weeks getting paid to travel the country eating barbecue. The company says that the person will be dubbed the chief grilling officer. They're going to receive $10,000 plus some prepaid traveling and living costs. They're going to travel the country for 2 weeks in August, tasting and savoring barbecue ribs from some of the top barbecue rib cities in the country. I will pay you, Reynolds Wrap, to go and do that.
This is the best gig I've ever heard.
The best ever.
I would leave the show in a minute.
All you have to do is share photos, techniques, and grilling tips on the Reynolds Kitchen website. And eat barbecue.
Yeah, that does sound pretty sweet.
And stay in probably nice hotels and eat barbecue and get paid $10,000.
I would like to suggest that it's the second best after the yacht testing job that we were talking about.
That one wasn't
bad. That was also a good one.
We're doing it wrong, you guys.
We really are.
I can't believe Muggs is still in the office.
Yeah. Well, is he? Would Austin, Texas be the best barbecue? That's the capital?
That's what a lot of people think.
I would think so.
Although I think St. Louis is pretty famous for their barbecue as well.
St. Louis is big.
If you haven't had Carolina barbecue.
Carolina, very good as
well. I
think
you know what you're saying. Hmm. And you can zip it out there, everyone else in Texas who's like, what about us? Well, you're good too. Plus the South, like just getting into like even Atlanta. There's real
great
good
barbecue
everywhere.
We had some Atlanta barbecue.
We did.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, we did. Basically, send us all.
Yeah,
we'll post about it. That would be great. All right, let's get done with this so we can talk about that video off the air that I should have kept off the air as well. All right, happy
birthday. Not only did you bring it on the air, but you didn't have it available, so you said talk amongst yourselves
and
while looking for it.
Amazing that we then got to talk about Eyebrow Guy, right?
Yes, Eyebrow Guy.
So that was your plan. That
yeah,
was a great
totally.
Plan.
I'm like, how do we work in the Lakers?
I like it.
I'll pretend to not have a video ready.
Yeah, see? You're pretending.
Thank you.
Well done.
Happy birthday, Thomas Hayden Church, Bobby Farrelly, Kendrick Lamar, Venus Williams, Barry Manilow, and...
Barry Manilow. What a joke.
So stupid.
And boring as hell.
Yeah, no kidding.
You couldn't pay me to go to that thing. Just look at all the idiots.
All the dumbass Manilow fans.
Oh, that's hurtful.
Wow. That... cuts you right to the core, doesn't it?
It does.
It's also a super long clip to be just mean to you.
They're my people.
Over and over.
And Greg Kinnear.
Let me tell you a little something about the Kevin and Bean podcast, by the way. As much as you'd love to listen to every minute of every show.
I don't know that I'd take that for granted, but okay.
Sometimes isn't possible. And you miss a lot of good stuff. So that's why we recommend you go to radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts and check out the daily Kevin and Bean free podcast. For instance, I'll give you an example. Let's say you can't listen tomorrow at this time. Actor-comedian Jonah Ray is going to be up.
Oh, how could they miss that?
Let's say you can't listen Wednesday at this time. Forky will be here.
Forky!
Tony Hale.
Tony Hale
himself. Forky. That's an example of some of the great content you'll be missing if you're not able to tune in.
So get
morning.
The Wednesday podcast. Of
I'm
the
saying
Kevin
get
Bean
all the podcasts.
Today.
I'm saying just make it a regular habit to download the Kevin and Bean podcast because we put a lot of good stuff on it.
When will we post the Tony Hale interview today?
Okay.
Well,
he's coming in on Thursday, so we don't.
So why
have
would they get the podcast today?
Or Wednesday, yes, Wednesday.
Jonah Ray will be on later. You can get that on the podcast later today.
Oh,
nope.
Good.
Right. Nope. Excellent. He'll be in here tomorrow.
What? Okay, then why are you music. Telling everybody they can get it on the
because
podcast?
I'm giving as an example. If you know you're not going to be listening, you
so
still
confusing.
Should be keeping up with the show.
Janky.
Okay. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
What's going on?
Here's my question that I pose to you. We've talked on the air about how...
Shouldn't Tarzan have a beard? We got it.
Yes, true. How my mother is a nurse. Kevin, your mother, too, is a nurse.
Yes.
I don't know how you grew up, but for me, I had to be bleeding out of my eyeballs and ears in order to stay home from school. Because she didn't believe anything. Yeah. She would just be like, you'll be fine. Suck it up. Go to school. Was your mother the same?
The same way. And okay. Also, if you had a problem and you asked her, she'd go, I don't know, maybe she'd go to the doctor. I'm like, you're a nurse! At well, least guess!
I don't know the new math. Yeah, I get that. Jensen, how about you? I feel like your mother probably, when you wanted to stay home...
Oh, yeah, I was a bubble boy.
Okay.
Yeah, she allowed me to stay home. I was like, that. I have menstrual cramps. She's like, stay home.
All right. And Bean, I'm going to assume you don't remember.
I don't, but mm-hmm. I do know that I... almost never missed a day of school my
Not
entire
shocking.
12 years.
Of course.
Not shocking. All right. Well, when I saw this on Twitter, a woman named Sarah Holiday tweeted, never forget the time my brother missed the bus and wrote my mom this note. And she posted the note.
So this is an extraordinary length to go to so he can convince his mom this is a good reason to stay home.
Yes.
All right.
So he wrote, I missed the bus. Underlined. As your son... I regret to inform you that I've missed my means of public transportation. I know you must be on a roller coaster of emotions right now, but rest assured, I've decided to stay home. This was a tough decision to make while you were gone for 20 minutes. I'm probably in my bed, moping about the fact that I can't go to school, so please... don't interrupt me. If you require any further assistance... please see the pros and cons chart on the backside.
He made a pros and cons chart.
A pros and cons chart. By the way, I need more information on where she was during that 20 minutes.
Right.
She's now back home noticing this note from her son while he's in bed. Don't interrupt him. He's moping. He doesn't want to be bothered.
Right. I mean, mom was only out for 20 minutes. She could have run the kid to school if he missed the bus.
A lot of questions need to be answered.
Okay.
But let's talk about his pros and cons.
Okay.
Here's a pro for him missing school and just taking this day off. It's the first day at home this quarter. Grades will be fine. Okay.
All right.
Solid.
Answers that one.
Solid.
I think that has some legs.
Absolutely.
Sure.
But then here's the thing. He also listed cons, which just in case she brought them up, he already had an answer for.
All right.
So here's one of his cons. Might become a habit. He put in parentheses, doubtful. So just in case she came at him with that. And then his other pro, today was going to be a bad one. Can't get over my hair. I mean, the kid was having a bad hair day.
We've all been there.
Yeah. He's got great points. His other con, you have to call the school and tell them I've got polio. What is going on?
I love this kid, and as a parent, I would walk into his house and high-five him.
And that is exactly what the mom wound up tweeting, because the daughter posted this, never forget the time my brother missed the bus, and wrote my mom this note. Mm-hmm. And people underneath were like, well, what happened? Did he go to school? And the mom piped in. She's like, did you see the note? Of course not. I'm not sending that kid to school. That
celebrate.
Was excellent. But she also did say it didn't become a habit. That was the one and only time. But I just thought that was so delightful.
He put so much more work into that note than he would have put in being all at school all day.
All day at school. And I just have to say I love him. And I hope he winds up being a politician. Something. I feel like I believe in this man. So
this man, 2020?
Kid that missed the bus, 2040?
Yeah, as someone who went home every time I had to poo, I celebrate him, and I think he speaks my language. And by the way, that's true. I went home every time I had to poo.
Yeah, we don't have time to.
Just letting you know.
We can't unpack.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
So let me make sure I have this straight. So Steve Martin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Short,
mm-hmm. Yes. Bob Saget.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now, Allie, you add to the list?
I add to the list because I want to give you something amazing. How about your choice? Do you want to see Fluffy, yes, Gabriel Iglesias himself, at the Staples Center or at the Honda Center? You're going to have your choice. It's a pair of tickets to the Gabriel Iglesias Beyond Fluffy World Tour. So you get to choose the date, Staples Center, December 27th, or Honda Center, December 28th.
Call now, 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And we'll take caller 20, and you're going to get your choice of seeing him at Staples Center or Honda Center. I know you're looking at your calendar now like, oh, what do I have December 27th and 28th? Well, we're going to be giving away all week, so clear your calendar.
Yeah,
you're
going to
want to see that show.
I feel like usually nothing is the answer to that.
Things you have
December 27, 28?
Really?
Usually.
Christmas week? Don't people have vacation plans sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
Traveling?
Or it's right when your family has left and you're like, yes.
Or they haven't left yet and you want them to.
Right.
And you're tired of them, so you go see Fluffy.
Oh, see? This is all working, you guys.
Please call now.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Call now.
Jensen.
Yes.
You've got a little boy coming next month.
Yep.
Your baby will be born.
Mm-hmm.
I have some bad news for you if you were hoping he was going to play professional football.
Oh, number one, size-wise, yeah. Between Danielle and I don't think he's got a shot.
Okay.
And then two, I will be actively making sure that my son does not play football.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I say to you,
I don't think you need to be all that active.
Size-wise. Mm-hmm. And Jewish, Edelman.
Yeah.
So right there.
True. We've got one, Allie, in the entire history of sports.
I tried thinking of other football players, yeah. But I mean, we can get into the Koufaxes, we can get into baseball. But here is why I bring this up. If you're hoping your baby will play professional football in the United States, then aim to give birth in the first quarter of the year.
Ugh.
Researchers say children born earlier in the year may develop more quickly than their younger peers and have higher participation in sports.
Why?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. When scientists compared data about the distribution of pro football player births from the general population, NFL players are more disproportionately born in the early months of the year and most in January and March compared to everyone else.
That's very strange.
Now, that's bizarre, right?
Does this have something to do with the age you have to be to get into school? In other words, you're too young, so you have to wait another year to get in, so you have that extra time to develop before you do.
Interesting.
I don't know how that breaks down. January, February, March. Are they the ones that are usually held back a year because they miss that cutoff?
Because they're not old enough to start school, right?
So they're a little bit bigger.
Older. Yeah, they're bigger. Yeah, exactly.
Michael Jordan, February.
Uh-huh.
Tiger Woods, late December.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be, so far, that's right.
Well, this is only football.
Oh.
Football is just January and March, disproportionately.
I was just thinking athletes in general.
Look up Tom Brady.
All right, Tom Brady.
Although he's small.
he's maybe not the right example to use.
But they're just saying talent-wise, I guess. Wow. His birthday... Oh, boy, I can't find it.
Oh, he's been dead this whole time. Plot twist!
It's all been removed from the internet.
He doesn't exist. No Tom Brady.
Very strange.
Jensen, you've used a computer.
August 3rd. And weirdly enough, when you bring it up, on top it just says 1977. I see Rob Gronkowski's birthday, May 14th. Peyton Manning, March 24th. Aaron Rodgers, December 2nd. But weirdly, his birthday had to go a little further.
Hmm. And let's be honest, he was what round? Sixth, eighth, seventh. One of those. He wasn't supposed to make it, people. So
Joe Namath, May 31st. Jim Brown, February 17th. Johnny Unitas, May 7th. I mean, there's some truth in there.
Listen, all I'm saying is...
Seems random.
If you can keep that baby in another five, 6 months...
Oh, I'll ask her.
Okay, yeah. She might be into it.
It's usually pretty easy to do.
Yeah. And I think if you just ask her, she'll be willing.
Sure. She would like to get rid of the baby immediately into the earth, not get rid of the baby.
I was gonna say.
She would like for the baby to enter the universe at any moment.
Yes.
She is tired. Mm-hmm. She's over it. She's at almost 9 months. Mm-hmm. She's ready.
My friend just had a baby on June 10th. Mm-hmm. Boy, was she ready.
Yeah.
Boy, is she happy that baby is out of her.
You get cooked.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you are going to do... you know, when the baby comes, you're not going to...
induce?
Yep, that's the word.
C-section?
I was doing a cutting
What's
motion.
Happening?
I'm not sure. Are you just going to let the baby run its course?
That's the plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Like old school.
I've never seen anyone talk about labor without any knowledge. She goes, you're gonna do it? You're gonna move it around?
And
you're
her
gonna,
hand motions were very
she
confusing.
Goes, you're gonna do the baby thing. The thing everyone does. Baby thing? I was like, what is she doing?
And strangely, I am the baby whisperer to most of my friends' children. Mm-hmm. Like, I have friends who had colicky babies that were like, Allie, just hold this baby. I don't know what you're doing and why the baby stops crying.
Maybe you just confuse them.
That might be it. They're like, what's with the hand motions of this lady?
They make no sense.
I've got to calm down just to watch her. Maybe that's it.
You gonna do the baby thing? Normal baby thing. You gonna do it and let the baby make the decisions? What do you say?
I was trying to say, it's just like a natural birth, the baby comes when it comes. You don't have the baby like a date for inducing.
Correct. That is the plan.
But why I made the cutting motion,
Your motions were very, very confusing.
Apologies.
And when you were talking about the baby running its own course, yeah, I was thinking, like, well, the baby can't even walk yet.
Yeah,
you're gonna let the baby decide.
You letting the baby make all the decisions now? Just when he wants to come, when he wants not to come. Did you guys talk to him with the cutting motion? You guys talk to him with the cutting motion? You guys ever just like pull a knife out and just put it in the air?
It was weird.
It was a strange cutting motion.
All right, sorry guys.
Scared me.
Speaking of weird, the box office seems to be in a little bit of a slump, and especially when it comes to franchises. Men in Black International didn't do too well. Shaft. Didn't do too well, but Men in Black International did make $28 million, so number one at the box office. Number two, The Secret Life of Pets 2. Coming in third, Aladdin. Fourth was Shaft, which made $14 million. And rounding out the top five, Dark Phoenix. Kevin, you gave us your review.
Yes.
Of Men in Black International.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it again for the later audience.
It was good. Good. It was...
Your whole body is contorting as you're saying good.
I'm not able to use the hand motions are to communicate. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, good.
And by no way is this like a... He's not saying this because it's a sponsor or anything.
This is really
his true review.
Yeah. Which might be the worst review you've ever given.
I mean, I'm really very easy on movies because I want to enjoy them and I like most movies a certain amount. And this was, you know, good.
You didn't leave mad.
No.
Okay.
No.
You didn't leave happy, though.
I wasn't planning on going back, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't think you missed some key plot points?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
Guys, at some point, I think we have to acknowledge that Netflix is taking a serious chunk out of the box office. I do believe that. When you have feature films... premiering brand new movies with big stars every week on Netflix, that's going to keep a certain amount of people home to scratch that movie itch, right?
You think so. Also, there wasn't a lot of buzz on either of these movies.
True. And we were saying, last year? Like, oh, movie's really not doing good. What's happening? Yeah, they are. They rebounded in a huge way. So I just think it depends on the week.
Yeah.
You know, summer vacations. Yeah, you're going to have your blockbusters, but most people are out of town, hanging out at the beach, barbecuing, cutting babies out.
You're gonna let your baby make the decisions on the movies? Baby's gonna pick the movies, right? Whenever they want.
That's what I'm saying.
Let nature run its course.
Some birthdays for you: Thomas Hayden Church, Will Forte, Venus Williams, Barry Manilow.
What?
And?
Greg Kinnear.
Thank you. And?
Moments ago, here on the program, Adriana Torres was listing in East Los and won herself two tickets to go see Fluffy, the Beyond Fluffy World Tour at the Honda Center in December. So congratulations. Allie will have tickets for you every day this week on the Kevin and Bean Show because we all love ourselves some Gabriel. Kevin, we've been doing this show for a long time. We pay attention to the news. Mm-hmm. What have you, if you could sum it up for me, what have you learned about people?
In general, they don't make the best decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they can make poor decisions. Why do you ask?
I just thought there might be a simpler way for you to identify.
Oh, people are dumb.
Dumb.
This particular edition is all people in automobiles having run-ins with cops. And the first one I would like you guys to guess, of course it was a traffic stop in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Two deputies with the sheriff's office pulled over a vehicle, immediately noticed the passenger had a white powdery substance on his nose.
Very, very typical for Florida.
20-year-old Fabricio Tuarez Jimenez told deputies what? The deputies are like, hey, you got something there.
He told them that it wasn't his.
Yeah.
He told them, not my drugs. I don't know what you're talking about. It must be somebody else's.
I'm going to say it was cooking, making bread.
He told them it wasn't his.
Whoa! Bean.
So they swabbed his nose. They're like, dude, you have cocaine in your nose.
That doesn't mean it's mine. That doesn't mean I put it there.
I don't know how it got there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wasn't me.
Love
That's
that.
What I would have done.
After inspecting the vehicle, the deputy said they found 200 grams of marijuana, 13 Xanax pills, and also a small baggie of cocaine.
Not his.
Not his.
Not his.
Yeah.
Nope. The fuzz, man.
Next, what happened in New Orleans, a delivery truck driver in the French Quarter at 9 a.m. There was attempted carjacking. Uh-oh. The delivery man returned to his truck to find 29-year-old Lorenzo Casso in his truck. The delivery man asked Casso to leave and walked around to the driver's side, and Casso pushed the guy out, and they had a little war for the steering wheel, and the truck owner just reached in and grabbed the keys and then locked him in. And then just called the police and waited.
Strong.
And
the dude
was
just
strong.
Sitting in the guy's truck, nothing he could do till the police got there.
Do you at least crack the window and put in a bowl of water? I mean, it can get hot this time of year in New Orleans.
I think he probably cared that much about the guy that was trying to carjack him.
Okay.
Teenager in Canada, 16-year-old, was pulled over by police in Manitoba for driving 106 miles per hour. The police asked him, hey, 106, what's the rush? He said, too many hot wings, and I got to find a bathroom.
Oh, I hear you. Right? Yes.
You would have let that slide. The cop said no. Sorry.
We have heard from many people that you tell them you've got a diarrhea issue, and the cops, more often than not, will let you go.
This guy didn't. Maybe he didn't buy it. Maybe the kid was lying and the officer could tell, but 106 miles an hour, and the cop was having none of it.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's what I would do, too.
You would?
This weekend I had some issues. Driving home, I sped the whole way.
All right.
I had goosebumps in my arm and everything.
Gotta go.
What are you going to do?
Pull me over. We'll meet at my house.
South Carolina woman was arrested for cruising down the road in a child's toy truck while impaired.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina police charged a woman with public intoxication after finding her cruising down the road in a child's motorized toy truck. The arrest of Megan Holman, 25, on the charge of operating a silver Power Wheels truck under the influence of narcotics happened Monday in South Carolina. She was driving a little toy truck in the middle of the road.
Unbelievable.
And the last three I have audio from, I did try to find some answers for these, Bean, because I know you need more information on most stories.
Always.
The only other information I could find about this story is that it happened at 10 p.m.
A man's expected to survive after Rochester police say he was hit by a car while doing push-ups in the middle of the street.
Okay.
I couldn't find any more information.
That's it.
Why was he doing push-ups in the middle of the street? Don't know.
Huh.
Just know it was 10 o'clock at night, so there's no way anyone could have seen him.
We marathoners have a policy, which is that sometimes you just have to stretch, man.
A 19-year-old Indianapolis man was arrested and charged with reckless driving after he drove the wrong way on the interstate Wednesday afternoon.
New at 11, a scary scene on the highway in Hancock County. A car going the wrong way on I-70. The driver continued for several minutes at least. The Hancock County Sheriff's Department tells RTV6 he was not impaired. When an officer questioned the driver, he said he was going the wrong direction.
Not impaired.
Okay.
He told the cop he was going the wrong direction because
he was lost.
Allie?
He could not see the signs properly.
He thought he was in another country.
I'm going to go with less traffic. There was less traffic.
Because it was faster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Because it was faster.
I knew that one.
Understandable.
So maybe there was less traffic going the other direction.
Let him go.
The cars were pulling over on the side just to avoid him.
Thank God.
And finally, you shouldn't text while driving, but this guy takes it to the extreme.
Police have a warning for you this afternoon for drivers looking at their phone. This comes after they say a man hit a stopped police cruiser on I-91 because he was searching for an episode of the 90s television sitcom Saved by the Bell while he was driving.
Very specific.
He was searching for an episode of Saved by the Bell.
That's my hero.
While driving.
Wow. He was looking for it on his phone.
Yes.
Okay.
And sideswiped a police car and then just kept going.
Police say because Kevin Bacon was searching for this episode on his phone.
Yes, his name was Kevin Bacon, and it's not that one.
A lot of details that I like here.
He wasn't able to see the police cruiser in the breakdown lane. Bacon continued going north, fleeing the scene of the crash. The officer whose cruiser was sideswiped was able to catch Bacon. No one was injured in the crash, and there was minor damage.
So don't search for Saved by the Bell?
Well, I bet you
while driving?
I bet you it was the sleeping pill episode. The I'm so excited.
I'm
caffeine.
So scared,
that's gotta
that's
be
the
it.
One that he had? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't do that. Ellie, you want to catch people up on what we were just talking about off the air?
I know I'm calling HR, I know that.
No. I do know that Depeche Mode sounds real good.
Yes, it does.
I like it. Let's do that more.
A little bit of a surprise. I enjoyed very much.
Agreed.
Hey, time for a final look at what's happening here on a Monday morning Kevin and Bean show. I hope you saved the best for last.
The most annoying for last.
Okay.
So Taylor Swift's new music video dropped this morning, entitled You Need to Calm Down. Shortage of celebrity cameos. Ryan Reynolds, RuPaul, cast of Queer Eye. And even her former frenemy, Katy Perry, showed up. Who would have thought that whole thing, like, I'm going to give you cookies, then we're going to pretend like we just made up. Who would think it wasn't authentic? Baby, you're a
fire. Hey, Katy Perry. You go, girl.
I mean, I think it was authentic. I think the cookies were sent out after they shot this video and, you know, kind of buried the hatchet and became friends again.
Oh, they buried the hatchet after they shot the video together?
No, I'm saying they buried the hatchet
last
year.
No, I'm going to poke holes all throughout this because it's so dumb. And the reason that it all happened was to promote this video. Like, oh my God, and they're even in this video together and everything's great. Enough.
No, I think it would make sense that they shot the video
some weeks ago.
And then flowers and cookies were exchanged after that made it to social media. Mm-hmm. I think it completely makes sense.
That they were doing that so people would be excited about her being in the video with Taylor Swift, even though they made up years ago,
I think they put that up there after, because those were the gifts that were exchanged after they filmed the video. And now the video is out and the timeline makes more sense.
So sweet.
It's full of crap.
Well, it's very cute, though.
I believe everything I see.
I should kick your ass for wasting my time.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Oh, bad news for Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson.
Do you care?
I do care. They have reportedly broken up. The Coldplay frontman has been telling friends that their relationship ended last month. A source said there was talk of engagement, but now he says they've gone their separate ways. Come as a real surprise to everyone. Although not a real surprise to Bean, because he had no idea that they were still dating.
I did not. Had no idea they were dating.
Yeah. So
they've been pretty low-key.
Super low-key.
Yeah, which I like.
Yeah, absolutely. They were initially linked in January of last year when they were spotted together at a fashion show. And then, like, random paparazzi would get pictures every now and then. And then Gwyneth Paltrow tweeted a picture of her with Dakota Johnson at some, I don't know if it was a dinner or what it was. But It seemed like they had a kind of a nice low-key thing going. So that's a bummer. So there you go.
How will Chris ever find love again?
Mm-hmm. Or her.
Yeah, both.
Disgusting.
Disgusting people. Not talented at all.
Homely, even.
Yes. Yeah, I think they're both going to be just fine, you guys. I don't know if you saw the video of Adele going backstage to meet the Spice Girls after their final show on Saturday, but it is something. She admitted that seeing them was a very emotional experience. She wrote, "The last time I saw the Spice Girls at Wembley was 21 years ago. Tonight, with my nearest and dearest, I cried, laughed, screamed, danced, reminisced, and fell back in love with my 10-year-old self. It's no secret how much I love them and how much they inspired me to run for my life and never look back. I finally got to meet Ginger. I got drunk with the girls, and quite frankly, I can't believe how far I've come." I mean, who would you rather drink with than Adele? And then Adele at a Spice Girl show. That just sounds like fun, you guys.
She fangirled out.
Yeah, she did. She did. She's been a huge fan of them forever, which is kind of fun when you see someone of Adele's caliber.
Sure.
Fangirling. I enjoy that. Well, bad news for you tick watchers. The tick creator, Ben Edlund, delivered a dose of bad news to fans over the weekend. Despite shopping around the canceled Amazon series, there are no takers.
Rejected!
So, he said, hashtag save the tick and hashtag Luna Tick Army. I'm sorry we could not reward your glorious support with better news.
Not even close!
I'm so proud of the show, of the cast, crew, writers, and so warmed by the fans. However,
I love it!
He did say, "We will look for other opportunities to continue this story with the cast, but the current series, I'm afraid, comes to its end." Although, he urged fans to stay positive because, quote, "the tick always comes back." So,
except not this time.
Except,
yeah,
really,
except this time.
Except this time, really.
The final word.
Specific time.
No. Isn't it odd that he went through the whole thing, listen, shopping around, no takers, it's not coming back.
No.
But stay positive.
It always comes back.
Because the tick always comes back. Ooh. Bella Thorne fighting back against her alleged hacker. The former Disney star shared some nude photos of herself on Twitter on Saturday, explaining she was trying to take back power after she was allegedly threatened with them.
I support this.
She said, you're gross. She said, "For the last 24 hours, I've been threatened with my own nudes. I feel gross. I feel watched. I feel someone has taken something from me that I only wanted one special person to see. For too long, I let a man take advantage of me over and over, and I'm effing sick of it. I'm putting this out because it's my decision. Now you don't get to take yet another thing from me. I can sleep better knowing I took my power back. You can't control my life. You never will." So she posted the photos that this dude was saying, "I'm going to release." She's like, "Here they are.
Me like it."
Good for her.
Very brave. I encourage all female celebrities to do the same.
Every may take be missing the power the point. Back.
Every Father's Day.
Mm.
Take the power back. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's your body. Be proud of it.
Yeah, you know, she was forced to do that because some dude was threatening her to release them.
And she got out from under the thumb of that potential person who was going to blackmail her.
Mm-hmm.
And she created her own narrative. And I think we need to support her and all women for that. All hot women for that.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you changed that.
You said all women first. God,
you are the worst.
All women, right. Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah, all women.
You truly are the worst, though. You know that. So vacation's coming up, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You guys post vacation photos?
Not really.
Sometimes I do. If I'm someplace I think is interesting, sure.
I usually wait till I'm home.
Okay, so people don't know you're on vacation?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it turns out that posting more than 8 vacation photos on social media is seen as spamming. This
yes,
is according...
I would never do that.
...to a new survey. The poll of 2,000 Instagram users found that rather than enjoying their friends' travel snaps, followers are more likely to be annoyed by the number of pictures. 2/3 think that seeing too many of someone else's vacation leaves them feeling like they're missing out. So FOMO, if your friend's, posting pictures of their fun time in Spain. However, the research did reveal that 54% do like to see their friends' vacation photos, with these photos getting the most engagement on Instagram, even more popular than pictures of pets and group shots with friends.
Did you say more popular than pets?
Than pictures of your pets and group shots than with friends. Listen, I'm just reading what this story says. By the way, New York named the best city for taking Instagram-worthy shots, followed by Paris and Rome.
Jensen, you are very stingy with brunch photos.
Yeah, I pick and choose. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's right.
I think we'd all like to see more of your dog.
I feel like it's an attraction. You gotta build up the desire.
Okay.
And then you gotta hit him hard.
Yeah. Okay. Make people want more.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I just put it out there, though, no one wants to see your dumb kid. Okay.
Well, we've made a decision most likely to not post pictures of the child on our social media.
So more brunch, less Jensen Jr.
Yes.
Seen any Jensen Jr. Why are you already complaining about it?
I'm just trying to get ahead of it.
He has not dropped yet. But I think we'll put out one picture of Jensen Jr. And that's it.
But you'll put an emoji over his face.
No, I think one for real.
One real picture?
Yeah, because there's a theory behind it. Yeah.
Okay. Once there's a picture,
no one wants to go take pictures of her when she's at the bank or whatever.
Will you get paid for that picture?
No, I don't think so.
Paid for that picture?
Yeah.
Put it right into the college fund for the little Bambino.
Yeah, because we are going to pay his way into SC.
Yeah, he's not paying NFL. We found that out.
Yeah.
No. What if he wants to go to a school with less scandal, though? Will you give him the option?
No, I want him to be pretty scandaled up.
Scandaled up.
I want him to be scandaled.
I mean, there are other schools you could send him to that OJ didn't go to.
Yeah, no, I think he's going to SC.
Okay.
Same as me. Same as his pops.
I mean, we don't know that for sure, but...
You can say you went to any school. I've argued this.
No, I just meant that you're the dad.
Oh yeah, that too.
Have you already paid off the guy to make sure that he gets in?
The guy?
Yeah.
Get into USC?
Yeah, the guy you got to pay, right?
Yeah, I'm looking into it.
Okay, good.
Can cost a lot. That's all I know.
Baby, so good luck. It's coming next month. I feel like we can slow down.
No, I got to get in front. I did ask.
Get in front of it?
I did ask our doctor. She was bringing up things, and I said to her, I go, when do we start looking at schools? And she was like, calm down.
God, what a weirdo.
But I remember people saying that you had to I don't know why I remember that. I remember friends being like, oh, we had to start looking at schools as soon as he was born.
Like preschools?
Yeah, like pre-K or whatever.
Okay, you're insane.
I know. I looked nuts at the doctor.
Seems ridiculous. Yeah.
Are you allowed back? Did she?
No, I can't go.
Okay.
Yep. When she's in the berth, I'll be at home. I'll be on the phone waiting.
Okay. All right. Well, that
it's only right.
Sad little look, wasn't it?
It should be a lot of fun.
Some birthdays for you: Kendrick Lamar, Thomas Hayden Church, Bobby Farrelly, Will Forte, Venus Williams, Greg Kinnear, and Barry Manilow.
Hi, Barry. I'm a fan of Lo. Happy birthday, buddy.
Super creepy.
Wow, that was sad. That was really sad.
It was so sad.
Wow.
Ooh, that's what's happening.
Whew. I'm not sure I can recover from that.
He's 74 or something today, by the way. Still going strong. Just starting a new Broadway residency. Mm-hmm. Guy does not slow down.
No, we're cutting.
Oh, so
you're cutting out.
Me again.
Late in the show, too.
Oh, what I made it. Show it.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah. This is sad.
Losing the feed.
Thanks, Allie, on your drive home. Tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, the Impossible Burger is going to destroy the world.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Well, it's a tool of Satan, Kevin.
Correct.
It's turning us all into soulless beings.
The fecal transplant is a means of death now. Who knew?
No.
Mm-hmm. We were all happy. We weren't happy about it, but I mean, we reported on it. Bean's a runner. Bean runs.
I mean, I did run. I ran yesterday.
So you're planning on running today again?
I think I'm going to run some more today, yeah.
In preparation for you running the marathon?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure.
And the backing out begins. So quickly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And comedian.